Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 239. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Our goal is to bring some new apps that maybe you guys never heard of before, and you can install them on your phones, devices, etc. Let me introduce the co-hosts, and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Steve? How you doing?
Are you Googling each language before each show?
No, so far I'm working off of memory, and I can't believe I'm making it this far.
Oh, that's awesome. Good to see you. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
I'm hanging out here with you boys on a Thursday night. Well, Wednesday night, Thursday night, whatever. And just got some apps. Looking forward to the weekend again. Still, things are good, man. Things are good. I just had a loan process today, so now I get to owe somebody a bunch of money. That's a great feeling.
Yeah, man, but you have a bunch of money right now you could spend and do stuff with.
That's true. If it wasn't all designated to one thing, then I could, but I don't think they let me do that.
Oh, man. Change their minds. Anyway, I'm glad you're doing really good, man. That's awesome.
It's been summer, actually, I think is going to arrive finally next week. It's going to get up in the 90s. I'm ready for it.
Arrive in the
kids are back to school. Yeah, kids are back to school. Time to get warm.
Yeah, can't beat that, right?
I don't get it, man. I don't know why they started school already. It's just too early.
They started school already?
Yeah, my daughter started school yesterday.
Oh, man.
Mark Cockrell in Georgia. His kid started school last week.
Oh, man. That's like torture. You can't do that to a child.
It's never even reached 90 yet. I mean, to me, summer is like 90 degrees, swimming, stuff like that. It's never gotten warm enough to do any of that stuff yet, and now they're back in school already.
Wow. It's kind of lame. You know what really used to bother me, like, so much? I understand it now as a businessman, but as a kid, I wanted to punch somebody hard. That's when summer just starts and all the schools ramp up for their back to school specials and put commercials on TV like back to school, back to school. And I'm like, man, I just got out of school. Shut up. You know,
The
most frustrating thing having a back to school specials. You could tell I didn't like school, but
yeah. My son's that way. He doesn't want to talk about it at all until the very last minute. Don't even bring it up. And no, I don't want to go school shopping, even though the sales are going on now and you'll probably miss them if we wait until the week before. No.
Cool, man. I like your son. I was just like him.
Yeah. I'll just say this. I firmly believe anyone that actually liked school had other issues. That's all I'm saying. We went school shopping because it was tax-free week starting this past weekend. My oldest son asked when we went into the store and we told him we were going shopping for stuff. He literally stopped walking. I said, come on, we got to come in. And we're right by the entryway. He said, come on, we got to go in. He said, do you mind if I sit here on a bench and wait for you? We got to buy you school stuff. He says, I don't even want to hear the word school.
Nice.
So I could do was give him a hug because, dude, I feel you. This ain't me. This ain't me, son. I'm sorry. This is them. Blame them. When you get back to school, tell them you don't like them. Seriously. It ain't me.
Yeah.
There's a thing. I don't know if you guys have it everywhere or if it's just a Midwest thing. Do you guys have county fairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, up here, there's a reason for them because it's all farmland and stuff. And so the kids take their chickens to the farm and their pigs and their cows and they get judged, right? And that's a big thing up here. And then after they get judged, they get sold. And this is one of the biggest ways that kids earn money here is at the county fair. They can get like $1,000. And in fact, one cow just last week brought $100,000 at the state fair.
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
It's a super good looking stud bull or something that's going to breed a bunch of really good tasting meat for some fancy restaurant. I assume, but yeah, no. And high school kids kind of count on the money they get from the state, from these fairs, you know, to help towards their college and stuff. And now they're back in school before the fair's even done. You know, the fair is running this week as they started school.
Wow. Interesting. Well, we started this show off in an interesting way. I was going to talk about, Well, let's do it. Let's just get it out of the way now. We have to. Let's do it. Last week, we got an email from a person named Woody Woodson, who we suspected was a spammer. We thought he was a bot because some things just didn't seem right in the email. And I listened to Door, which I should never do again.
Yeah.
And we actually called the developer of that app and kind of like almost harassed him.
Well, no. When you called him up, you were actually personable. You just said, we saw your app. We're doing a show. You didn't say anything about, you know, what I thought was SEO spam emails.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was very obnoxious.
Here's the thing. We thought we were being wronged. We're not out to intentionally harm anybody. So even when Woody's like, you know, guys, think about what you did and, you know, hope you do the right thing. Of course we're going to do the right thing. Woody, we're not like bad intentioned guys. No matter what, we do act a little juvenile sometimes, but come on, you got to cut us some slack there. But you are absolutely 100% right. We were wrong in doing it because we found out you were a real person. Yeah. So we apologize for that, and to the developer, I removed that part from the show. So if anybody, you know, after this point does listen to it, it's not there anymore. So,
look, if it smells like a duck, looks like a duck, acts like a duck, quacks like a duck, I call it a duck. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. I was wrong. The name to me just sounded too cliche-ish. Woody Woodson. I mean, it just sounded like, and the email, the font was bigger than normal font. It was a colored signature. The word profitable threw me off because everyone knows my vocabulary sucks. So my limited scope of vocabulary said profitable must mean money. So I was, everyone can make a mistake. Honestly, I cannot thank Woody enough for literally emailing me, because if there's one thing I've said since I've started podcasting is if I'm wrong about something, tell me I'm wrong about it. Woody, email me or email us, told me I was wrong about it. Woody, that's never going to happen again with an email from you about anything.
Yeah, we apologize. Did not have to harm anybody. If anything, hopefully we drove some attention his way. I guess some publicity is better than none. I'm not making a justification, but I'm just saying we were wrong, and I hope there was not a lot of damage done. And I'd like to have him on the show as a developer, actually.
Yeah, and I haven't been back to visit his app. I think I'm going to do that right now. But to see, because he had one review at the time. So it was a very, very new app. And that was another thing that I think kind of led me down that path, too, of it being spam-ish. How did Woody hear about it, you know?
Yeah, good point. And the app was Streamhold, and the developer was
BlueVerde.
BlueVerde, B-L-U-E. What?
BLUE capital VERDI.
Gotcha. BlueVerde. Well, again, we apologize. And guys, go over, check out the app. It's an app for recording live radio streams that play online, so you can listen to them later. Because some radio stations like to stream stuff on the internet as well as terrestrial. So that's a way to capture it. So we didn't check it. We didn't actually test out the app yet, but maybe we will. Anyway, thanks, Woody. And sorry about that, BlueVerde. And let's move on. Dor, why don't you start us off with an app for this week?
Okay, well, first I'm going to give a quick follow-up. Captain Zero sent us talking about Cam Sam Plus.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
This is the speeding camera, red light camera warning notification application.
That's right.
I will say, I think this is a classic example of the app is only as good as the community kind of thing, because in my area, it caught every speeding camera that I know of in existence, because I've gotten a couple tickets before. But I'm not sure it's catching the red light cameras. Now, the beautiful thing is if I do see a red light camera, if I know there's a red light camera there, I can click the plus button when I'm in the app to add it. So I'm going to start doing my part. I'm not going to sit here and complain and say, well, this app sucks. It doesn't have the cameras in there. I like saying the word duty. So I'm going to say it's my duty to assist this application where it has its shortcomings, because I enjoy where it's doing good at. So I'm going to do my part and try to add some cameras.
Now, do you feel like by people knowing about these cameras, you're unfairly helping people who would be breaking the law?
Yes. Well, no, they're not breaking the law. They're just more knowledgeable of the law that's being enforced in front of them. Here's the place where I could say I'm doing something bad. Here it is. Last year, the state I live in had a certain amount of money come in via these fines that were levied. If I'm instrumental at all in reducing that overall amount of money that they get, they're going to have to get the money someplace else. But my logic is, if they don't get it from me or people I know and like and trust and love and live around, then they can get it from someplace else.
Gotcha.
And I feel that these cameras break the law. So yeah. That's my stance on it. I don't think that they should be even there.
How do you feel that?
Well, they have questionable legality, number one.
No, ask Eric.
Tell him about the judge.
Okay, so I think that, for one, they're not owned by the state. They're owned by third-party companies who keep 75, probably at least a half, probably 75% more of the fine.
What do you mean more? Are you serious?
80 plus 80%. In every
place. So these are third-party companies making 80% of the tickets?
Right. Don't say third-party companies. They're private commercial companies. They're not government entities who get the contract to put the cameras up, and they get 80-plus percent of the profit.
80?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I can't believe that.
And like I brought up last show, at the same time as this, they have somehow adjusted the yellow lights at these intersections to entrap people. Yeah. To change driving habits, to find more people slamming on their brakes and locking their tires up at a stoplight where traffic could normally have flowed more correctly, all in the name of making a buck.
That's where I'm with you. This actually disrupts flow. You know, people will generally stop at a red light, or, you know, if they're going a little too fast and they hit a red light, like, it's more dangerous, like you said, for them to lock their brakes. So they go through it right at maybe the last second. That's, they're in no real danger of another car coming. And it's like at the very end of the yellow. So I'm with you, man. It's just, I don't like things that disrupt the flow, and This definitely does that. So.
Yeah, and it could really scare somebody that, oh, shoot, this was one of those camera lights. I guess it slams on the brakes. They end up in the middle of the intersection anyway. So now they got to back up. And then there's people trying to go the other way.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the car behind them is already up to the line. So they're stuck out in front of the line anyway.
Yeah.
They're getting the ticket and everything's messed up. And good call. It's not good.
Good call.
And good luck fighting them, because you have no choice. You have no chance at winning these tickets if you try to fight them, because they got pictures and videos.
And video, and you could go online and watch it.
Yeah. I've done it. I've had one. I had, you know, the silicon wrench, my whole car's all labeled up. There's no way getting away. That wasn't my white cube with lettering all over it.
Right. And Stephen, I'm going to throw this out there. Multiple states have had multiple judges make very poignant statements in court about these cameras. Judges, I put a link in the chat to the Tampa Bay Times, Tampa Bay, Florida. Judge questions constitutionality of state red light cameras, tosses case.
Nice.
Oh, Steve, it only takes one. Maybe you can go back and get your money back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now the precedent's been set.
This is the precedent, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, boys. So, I'm going right now. After the show.
Now, here's the thing. That was just a quick follow-up review. Okay?
Hey, no, it's my turn, dude.
You guys can fight this one out.
I would never fight Eric.
I'm going to flip it right back to you, because mine is also a follow-up. Yesterday, we had the developer of Cameo. It's in this Play Store. It's called Cameo. Easy edits and stickers. Great app if you want to make a funny picture or something. But we neglected to say how that was spelled. So it's Kamio is how Cameo is spelled. And then if you want more than just that, they also have a presence online on your computer that you can use too. It's kam.io. So
Thanks for clearing that up. I just
wanted to throw that out. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Dor. So that was my follow-up. So now we can go back to your real apps. Okay.
Well, this app is, I think it can be stupid fun for a collection, like a room full of drunks. I'll just say that. But it is a unique type of app. Do you guys remember the Mechanical Turk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
Mechanical, was it Yahoo or Amazon or something?
Yeah. Amazon had a service called Mechanical Turk. And what it basically was you would put down a micro task that you needed done, a small thing you needed done on the internet. They would farm it out to Turkey, pay pennies, charge you pennies, and your task would get done. So it was basically getting small things done away from you for a cheap price. Well, this is kind of the same methodology of that, but it's completely free. It's called Oolo, O-O-L-O-O. It's as simple as this. Launch the app, hit the big button in the middle, record some audio. For instance, you could say something like, what are the Vegas odds for the Seattle Seahawks to win the Super Bowl again this year? Then you hit done, and then you can put in tags. So like for that, I would put in football Las Vegas odds, something like that. Now, as soon as you do that, today, at least every time I did it, I instantaneously got a pop-up that said, due to the amount of questions we're getting, your answer might be delayed. Every time it said that, literally 8 seconds later, I got like two results back. So
no.
Even though they think they're slow, they're not slow.
But you can, a response is what? A real person sending you an audio message back?
No, it isn't audio message back. It's text back. And then you can rate your text answer. So my logic is, what I'm believing is, the higher rating you rate the people, the more higher credibility they get in the system, and they might be making money somehow off of this. I don't know. But
could we try one live?
Yes. Yes. And to be honest, that was my exact goal for this, but I don't know how long it's going to take. So literally, we might ask right now, and the answer might not come back for 5 minutes.
What do we want to ask?
Oh, I already know what I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Somebody had asked
the best app on my phone.
How many episodes of the Android App Addicts podcast have been done?
You can tell your problems and they can show you. I'm not sure what that means.
The clock is ticking.
And you have 1 minute of content you can ask questions. So I'll just put in best way podcast.
I'm not sure what that really means.
Tags. And I will hit post. Posting your question will be posted. You will receive a notification when someone responds. Okay, I do have my silencer on, so I will turn my silencer off. Okay. So I posted a question. Now, the logic is, certain things in searches are really hard to find. And certain things aren't really geared and optimized for Google-type services. So this is the kind of service you can utilize for all kinds of questions. Like, I brought the app Talk2, where you could ask retail stores questions. Like, do you have barbecue Pringles? Do you have fire Cheetos? I mean, off the wall questions, where you would get an answer in a minute or two.
Back off of my
this is taking
phone.
It further from just retail store type questions to any kind
and
of
call
question.
Steve
interesting.
Back here.
Anything that involves real people kind of like being at the other end and answering. Man. It's something kind of interesting about that. Magical. Human.
Yeah. And I will say, it wouldn't shock me if time of day is directly proportional, if you will, to how quick you get a response.
It's like 3 a.m. right now.
Well, yeah, it matters where the people are answering these questions. If they're in India or the UK, you know, or even in the US, right now, time of day might not be beneficial, because right now, really good time, I think, would be Hawaii.
So when did you ask your question and got it in 8 seconds?
It was around 2 o'clock and around 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the afternoon today.
Yeah, that's perfect for the Western Hemisphere. Okay, Eric, you're on.
Okay, this was Jane Nguyen Knight gave me this one. It's called Yo Window Free Weather. This is an app that would be right up my alley as far as a weather app, even though I'm still, I hate to say this, and it makes me feel dirty and gross that I say that I like the Weather Bug app, because I so despised it my whole life. Anyway, that's my go-to one. But this one is a very pretty app, and basically it gives you a parallax view of your weather outside as a background to your actual digital printout of your weather that's going
on. Parallaxed, for those of us who missed that last show where we talked about parallaxing.
When you tilt your device or move it side to side, it reacts to it and makes the screen, the picture on the screen move like you're, gotcha, like you're actually tilting in a three-dimensional space.
Gotcha.
And it tells you the weather, like a regular weather app would on top of this. But it's got different scenes that you can pick from for a background. Odd thing, it's kind of neat because it figures out where you're at, you know, it uses your location. And then one of the scenes is an airport, and wherever it thinks you're at, it'll put that on the sign of the airport. Like this is the Rock Falls Airport, and here goes, and a jet takes off and stuff. And, you know, it's kind of neat how it does that. Nice little added touch. But the one, I think it's called Village or something, but it's really country, and there's like one barn or something. And I was kind of looking for like a small town to make it feel homey, but there wasn't really a small town one. But yeah, the weather on the app, on the background picture, changes with your weather, and the time and date changes. It's getting, like, if you see sunset outside, you pull this app up, it'll show you sunset.
Wow.
And there's a thing where you can drag your finger across and you can move forward and backward in time really fast. So you can watch the sun move across the sky and set and things like that. It's kind of neat.
It's kind of neat. It's a really good artistic take on weather.
Yeah. And that's what my logic is. I'm not a weather app guy at all. I kind of feel like...
I brought this for Steve. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but I kind of feel the same way. You look out the window. That's what the weather's like. But they did a genuine attempt to do something at least different graphically and visually, and it really is good looking.
Yeah, it is. Interesting. I'm going through the screenshots, watched the video. Cute girl. This is cool, Eric. If I was going to use a weather app, this would be one of my choices. Definitely. Cool. Awesome. And that's from Repcasoft.
And it's called Yo Window.
Oh, that's right. Yo Window Free Weather. We got an email that really kind of changed my mind about that, how we should say the name of the apps after the show. We'll read it when we get to the email show, but I think the demand is there. If there's anything our fans are asking from us, it's that all we got to do is repeat the name of the app. That's all they want.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. So I think that. Our fans?
couldn't have been asking, you know, last 200 episodes. The first 38, they really didn't care too much. And maybe we did it for the first 38, and now we slept off the last 200. We never did it,
but people, like, at least this person just stopped listening to the show because of it. And while I think, personally, that's kind of crazy, she can't be the only one, or he, whoever it was.
And we don't want to upset our female fans, because we saw the picture of both of them a few months ago.
Anyway. Dory, you're up. Why don't you just give us another app?
Okay. This app I'm going to bring next, I'm going to classify this as a not like. Okay? Even though I technically only used the app once. Okay. One, I got this app recommendation from somebody else's, a completely different app, spamming people in their contacts list. Okay. Because when I got the text message that said, "Hey, I'm using this, install this," I knew the area code. I looked at the area code, I looked it up on Google Maps. So I figured I knew who it was. So I said, okay. And I clicked the app and I saw the app. So then I said, I'll install it and play with it. I installed the app and I pinged them back. I said, okay, I've installed. The app you told me to install. I didn't tell you to install an app, and I sent him and I showed him a screenshot. He said, oh, that must have been from this other app I installed. I'm really sorry. So that is strike one. The app is called Glide-Video Texting. Look at the screenshots. That's the other reason. Too many pastel-y colors and too many happy white chicks. Okay. this is a video quote unquote texting app. The way I look about at this is trying to get into the niche of Snapchat-esque video private texting, but in video form kind of thing. No, I don't. If I want to do video, I simply record a video. And then I either send the person the video or I upload it to YouTube and send them the link to the video. If I want a real-time video, I just do on-air hangouts, or I do hangouts via my Android device. The idea of video texting is like trying to say, I'm going to create a laser printer that prints on stone tablets. Video
texting. I disagree with you. I think, let me just pose this to you for a second, Dor.
Pose it.
What if Voxer, because Voxer does many things. Voxer does just normal texting. Voxer does voice. Voxer does pictures. Voxer does probably something else. But anyway, what if Voxer said, oh, we just added a new feature. You can record a short video and Vox it to somebody. That's basically what this would be like. Would you have the same reaction if Voxer added that feature?
I don't think I would use it. I would rather them add the ability to add animated GIFs. That's how little I want video clip potential. What the hell is so interesting around me? I'm going to be taking short video
clips. You will find something. Yeah. You'll take a video of your shoe or something. I know you.
How many times are you voxing to us on Voxer? These people drive like idiots. I can't believe these drivers here. You could explain exactly what's going on with your video. You send me a video of how this guy's being an idiot. Exactly. Off your dash cam.
No.
I'm with Eric.
No, because I wouldn't expect you guys to stop what you're doing and watch a stupid video. This is why I don't like video podcasts. Okay? That means when you're doing a video podcast, that means you have to stop what you're doing, cross your arms, do nothing else, pay absolute undivided attention to a video. This is why I like the idea of audio stuff. Because I can be cleaning the dishes. I can be herding the kids off to bed. I can't be doing something else while I listen to that audio.
It's true, but what if you had that option? Every once in a while, you're going to use it every once in a while.
Yeah, look what Danny's doing right now. This is crazy, kid. Yeah,
you definitely do that.
No, because exactly. I'll never catch it. That's this is the universal catch 22 of camcorders, cameras.
You would say, phone. Danny, tell them what you just told me.
Yeah, you'll do that. Or hey, Danny, do this. And I'll show it to the boys.
I know, but it's never the same. The second time around, it's never as good.
You guys could set up a whole.
Haven't you ever seen Rocky 2? It's never as good the second time around.
Good point.
You would literally need something like Google Get Glass that you could have constantly recording and say, make the last 10 seconds of video. Then it would be, then video clips in my opinion would be worthwhile. So I'm not a fan of this idea at all. And now I will say there is a perfect audience for this. Deaf users of Android. You could take video clips of signing and you could send stuff out, because signing is a very fast way to communicate versus typing out text characters in a terminal, or a keyboard.
I get what you're saying. That would be a good use of it. Hmm. Or if we all learned how to sign, we could use it. But I think the real reason why you don't like it is the pastel colors.
There's no doubt in my mind. That's a huge part of it. I mentioned it early.
Interesting. Have you tried this though, Dor?
Just one time. Sent the video.
That's Glide after the show.
No, we're not gliding after the
show. Come on.
Gliding.
If I glide with you, I'm going to send you a clip from the He-Man video singing the Four Non-Blondes, What's Going On. Okay.
I love that song.
I love that video.
I love anything by the Four Non-Blondes.
All right, Eric, why don't you do the last app of the day?
Okay. Well, this is Piggy Tail on his last app. So, Dor, you said that somebody texted you an app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So this app is called Share Apps by Squidtooth LLC. This app, basically, when you install it, will bring up all the apps on your phone, and you can select them, multi-select them, enter in a phone number, and then send them a list of all the apps that you wanted to share. It doesn't share the actual APK, but it does include a link to each of these apps when you do it so that they can download them.
And how do they receive them? As a, just a list?
It can be an email. Yeah, so it's a list with the download URLs. Hmm. It can be emailed or texted to a person. So if they're like, well, what are those three apps you had, you know, that you were talking about the other day, that or those two or whatever, and then quickly send them, and then they can install them.
Hmm.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Dor? Do you think that would be something that's useful?
I do like the idea of frictionless sharing list of apps, like the app we brought from Captain Zero, the App Dragon. I'm a big fan of being able to take listings of applications and share them with people. Yes. When you do it willingly, not like the, how I got this one. You know.
Well, maybe somebody just had their phone in their pocket. They had this app and the Glide app and both installed, and that's how it shared it to you. Mm. I'm just saying, I don't think that they would nefariously spam you from somebody's SMS. That's, I mean, some people don't get free SMS. That could cost them money to do that.
Yeah, it's true. And see, here's the main reason I like this application and these style of applications. This makes it super easy for anybody of any level of Android usage, whether you're a complete novice or a complete expert. This app gives you a simple way, no matter what your level is, to easily, quote unquote, back up a listing of all the apps you have installed on your device. And that is a win-win, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Easily what?
Easily make a backup list of all your applications.
Yeah.
With URLs to reinstall them from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this was called Share Apps by Squidtooth LLC.
Good call. I love that he has a virtual trackball in his list of apps. Just from looking at the screenshot, that gave me an app idea. That might be neat for an Android device. Right? A virtual trackball?
I don't know. My mind's mildly blown thinking virtual trackball.
Would it control your cursor on a computer via Bluetooth? Or
I'm thinking it's Wi-Fi? Just like maybe a little ball at the bottom of your screen that puts a cursor on your Android screen. I could get into that.
I don't know.
I've never had a cursor on my Android screen. I don't know what I'd do.
I know. We should. We should make that. Let's get Danny back on.
I have a... All you listen, if you want a cursor on your Android screen, all you got to do is OTG cable, connect the mouse.
Oh, and it does it then?
And you have a cursor.
Oh.
Hmm. Well, I mean, if you had a virtual trackball.
Like that, then you wouldn't need it. You're right.
All right, cool. Good apps, fellows. Good show. Hope everybody enjoyed that. We will try to say the name of the apps from now on. I think I'll make it my job. I'll add another duty to my list.
Did we get double the downloads on that show from last week?
No.
Thanks for reminding us, Eric. Thanks.
I was just checking.
Yeah, like, it just hurts. It takes
a while for podcasts to get to people.
Has that even published yet?
Yes. Was it on Friday?
I'm not sure that show published where we said that.
I think that was Monday. I don't remember. I think it was Monday.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. That's going to be it for the show for today. See you next show.